You're listening to Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
The real estate market can be hard to judge at the best of times. When is a good time to sell or buy or rent or upgrade? And of course, COVID's just added a whole new complexity, with reports now indicating that the market has almost split itself into two groups. So what are these groups, and how do you make the important decisions that you need to make when you look at the data at the moment? Kieran Clare is a director with Bricks and Mortar Media. Kieran, I asked Kieran to give us a bit of a summary of what's happening in the market right now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting at the moment, Kate, because there's sort of this wave of uncertainty about the place in terms of everyone expected it in southeast Queensland and Australia-wide to take a real hit as a result of COVID. But what we've actually seen is that real estate's become one of those really resilient asset classes. And in fact, in Brisbane and southeast Queensland, it's been doing pretty well as a general statement. There were some numbers that came out from CoreLogic this week, which showed that Brisbane home values have actually gone up 1.7% since the start of 2020 and 3.7% in the last 12 months total. So that's actually a pretty decent result considering, you know, there's been a pandemic, Kate.
That's right. But does that result tell the whole story?
Well, this is the thing, and we often say this in the property game, you've really got to drill down and make sure you go beyond the headline numbers for these things, because what else has been revealed recently is that it really is homeowners and owner-occupiers that are driving the market. And in some locations, they're doing very, very well indeed, while investors seem to have exited the market. So it's pretty important, depending on what you've got to ask yourself, what's your goal in the property sphere? I mean, are you looking to sell a home? Are you looking to buy a home? Are you looking to invest? And then have a look at the particular market that you're interested in. I've got a couple of numbers. Do you want to hear?
Talk us through it.
The ABS brought out, they track how much lending is being done to investors versus owner-occupiers or homeowners. And they found that investor lending had dropped about 24% in August, and that's down from a decade average of 36%. So 24% of all home loans are to investors now, but it's usually 36% of all home loans. The flip side of that, the Real Estate Institute of Australia noted that the ABS figures showed a 12.6% increase in new loan commitments to owner-occupiers. So you can see straight away, more people are borrowing to invest in a home than they are to invest in a property. And that's a sign of how we're kind of a tale of two markets at present.
So what does that mean in terms of the types of homes that are going up in value versus the types of properties that are not going up in value?
You'll find that homeowners in particular that are in inner city suburbs, even middle ring, probably if your home is priced above the Brisbane median of about 600,000 and probably approaching closer to the sort of 700 to 1 million mark, there seems to be a heap of interest in that sort of property at the moment. And there's probably a couple of reasons for that. And that's because, you know, these are family buyers, people who are looking to settle into their own home. They've probably felt the sting of being locked in for a stretch. So, you know, if your home wasn't nice, it was probably a pretty tough few weeks where you were, you know, everyone was underfoot and you were trying to get things done in your house. So suddenly those more expensive homes in nice suburbs are looking a whole lot better. But the other thing that we're finding is that we're probably going to become a bit of a hotspot for interstate migrants, and that's started to eke in already. I don't know if you've talked to anyone who wants to come up from New South Wales or Victoria yet, Kate. Do you have any friends down there?
Not personally, but I have seen a lot of chatter on social media of people saying, hey, I'm moving up to either the Gold Coast or to Brisbane. What's a good suburb to move to, or which schools are good? And also, lots of concern about a tight rental market and being hard to get into places, places having been already rented, even though they're still listed as for rent. So as people go to apply, they're not available, and lots of people turning up to individual rentals as they're available.
Yeah, and that's interesting crossover too. One of the buyer's agents that I work with was discussing this week that she's seen in the last 3 or 4 weeks a real ramp up in activity at auctions and open homes and multiple offer situations for some of those good quality family properties. But the other observation was that there are families that are starting to come up to Brisbane and they are taking these rentals and they want a decent quality rental. So there's probably still plenty of options for people who are happy to live in the one-bedroom style, investor-designed unit close to the city. But if you want to own, if you want to, you know, even rent a house that's got some decent yard and a bit of living space, et cetera, you probably are struggling to secure that at the moment. There's plenty of people who want to rent. And those people who are renting from interstate or further afield are looking to buy in our market sooner rather than later and settle up here. I mean, I'm going to be very keen to see this number that sounds incredibly boring, but it's actually pretty fascinating if you're into the real estate market here. The net interstate migration number, which the ABS releases, and it shows the number of people who are moving each year to Queensland from other states. And it was on the rise a little bit in 2019. It obviously slowed down very much in 2020 because we lowered the boom gate and wouldn't let anyone in. But there's an expectation that that number is going to start rising again soon. And if we see that number start to head up into the sort of the 20,000s a year, that's a sign that our market is hitting a boom range, because it generally follows that the more we have people move from down south up to southeast Queensland, the stronger our property prices get.
But at the same time, there's this feeling that we might be on the edge of the cliff a bit, that as support for job seeking and also, you know, JobKeeper, as all of that falls away and the real fundamentals of the employment market are become more obvious, that that the housing market will tail off as a result. There is definitely some, you know, concern about what's going to happen in the next 12 to 18 months in that regard.
That's true. And there's some credibility to those claims. But again, if you sort of dig down a little bit further, I'd say, number one, the people who are going to dispose of property because they're under financial stress is most likely going to be investors over homeowners. And a lot of that stock in Brisbane can be attributed to attached housing apartments, units. I wouldn't necessarily want to be in that market at the moment, particularly some of the really small apartments that are in the high-rise buildings close to the city. So, you know, I'd be keeping an eye on those. But when you talk about that really established family home situation, you know, that's providing good shelter, those prices really are becoming resilient. And even if people, look, the JobSeeker, JobKeeper thing is a big deal. I'm not sort of putting that aside. But I think that we've probably had a year where we've started to adapt a little bit more about looking out for our home finances. I think people have had time to make plans as to what they're going to do. And some of those people may choose to sell their home and downsize or move further away from the CBD. But I don't think it's going to happen en masse. And the other thing that I would add to that is that there's some fear out there that, you know, as the banks, et cetera, start to require people to pay back their mortgages again, which is happening at the moment, that those who can't service their loan are going to have their properties foreclosed and put up as mortgagee in possession sales. I'm probably not as concerned about that as other people are. That process of taking over a house takes many, many, many months. So it's not like we're going to be swamped with all these homes that can't be paid. But the other thing I would say is banks don't make money by foreclosing on homes. So I think you're going to find that financiers are going to be a little more accommodating in helping people navigate their way through those financial struggles.
Kieran, thank you so much as ever. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Kate. Anytime.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland with Kate O'Toole.